I'm actually disappointed. There are more important things. There are people that this affects, especially the military, because contrary to what people believe, we really don't make that much. And I'm really disappointed in him.
You're afraid you're going to lose your job? Well, you can't lose your job as a military.
No, it's with the tentative plan is that all the jobs that contractors do, we will do it. And if the sequestration, however you say it, continues on, we are going to get quarter to half of our pay, but we'll be doing more work. And the problem with that is I'm an officer. So, you know, my finances are pretty well taken care of for a time. But you have to think about our E2s and E3s that have 2 and 3 kids. And now you want them to do more. How are they going to pay for childcare so that they can be there for these longer extended hours? And is Congress taking a pay cut while we go through this? I bet not.
Praise 104.1. What's your comment?
I'm a federal government worker, and I thank God that it hasn't affected my position. But I think what people need to realize is our president has been dealing with adversity since he's been in office. And I mean, if he plays golf, if he shoots pool, if he plays basketball, it doesn't really matter. He's trying his best to get the job done. And at every turn, someone's there to misinterpret what he's trying to do. I think they need to stop pointing a finger, sit down and realize that they're playing with our lives and make some decisions.
Do you believe that if your house is burning, you should go out to the club?
I don't. But remember, while our dear president, former President Bush, was hiding, there were some people who were dying. I mean, remember, the World Trade Center blew up, and the Pentagon blew up. And what was he doing?
He was reading books to some kids.
Exactly. And no one said anything about that.
Okay.
So, you know, I just think that they need to realize, the Republicans, Democrats, and the independents, they need to realize that they're playing with our lives.